It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change. We need to see a change. America, America, come back to the place where you were in your beginning days. We need to stand on the firm foundations that our fathers laid. We need to see a change. We're lost inside the dark. Light our way. Love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us. Today.
In 1966, the Holy Spirit spoke to Dale Gentry and said these words, "Give me the first hour of your day, and I'll change your life."
My great awakening. What happened to the power of God? Like all of Zeus astray. A great awakening. God's glory on display, a great awakening. We're lost inside the dark. Light our way. Help us to know who you are today. Then nothing stands between us. Love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us.
He responded. And now, over 40 years later, thousands across this nation and around the world pray daily with Dale.
It's coming now, it's coming now. Revival's coming now. It's coming now, it's coming now. Revival's coming now. Yes, it is, yes, it is. And it's coming now, it's coming now. Revival's coming now, yeah. Let nothing stand between us. Love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us. We need to see a change.
Now, here's your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Hey, good Friday, everybody. Good to have you listening on BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station, around the clock, around the globe. And today I'm going to be sharing prophetic words for 2015. I'm also going to be rehearsing some words that I've given over the past 4 or 5 years. Some may still be in motion. Some may have come to pass, but it's going to be a great day. So we just pray, Holy Spirit, that you anoint me to rehearse these prophetic words here today on BPN Radio. Thanks for listening. And it's going to be a wonderful day, and I'm so delighted to have you as a part of BPN Radio. For more information, go to bpnradio.com or letspray america.com. Before I give prophetic words, here is Martin Smith. He's going to sing the prophet's song. This was my theme song for several years. He's going to sing and I'm going to prophesy.
I hear the words of the prophet. I love to sing with the angels. I love to hear children praying. I love to see weak make strong. But most of all, I love to hear the voice of God. I hear the prayers of the prayers. I hear the songs in the silence.
I see the joy of the dancers and all the healing they bring. But most of all, I love to hear the voice of God.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
Most of all, I love to hear the voice of God. Call on the name of the Lord, for He is the one who can save. He is the giver of life to the world. We'll hunger and thirst for Your word, for here we will meet You, Lord. The voice of the living God, Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. We long to see heaven open. I see Your glory come down.
I see Your glory come down.
We long to hear words eternal, forever changing our hearts. You'd come, we'd love to hear the voice of God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
where you come, we long to hear Your voice, oh God. Speak to us, Lord. Yeah. We'll call on the name of the Lord, for He is the one who can save. The giver of love to the world. Oh yeah. We'll hunger and thirst for Your word, for here we will meet You, Lord. The voice of the living God, Jesus Christ. Yeah.
Okay, there you have Martin Smith singing the prophet's song, and we are going to prophesy today. And as the Holy Spirit has shared with us over the years, and we know that the prophet is one who sees. So each January for the past 25 years, as a prophetic voice, I've been sharing what I'm seeing and hearing the Holy Spirit saying concerning this nation and the nations of the world. Remember that prophetic words are not predictions or psychic sightings. These are words from the Holy Spirit giving us insight to coming events. And these words should be confirmed by other prophets, seasoned prophets and apostles. Amos 3:7 says, surely the Lord God does nothing except He reveals His secrets unto His servants, the prophets. Isaiah 21:6 says, go set a watchman or a prophet. Let him declare what he sees. Keep in mind that the following prophecies could be words for this year or possibly years to come. The most prophetic words are conditional. First of all, I would like to go back in time and rehearse some words that have been given in times past, and they may be now words or future words or confirming words are new words. And so I'd like to just go back, probably start with 2011 and then proceed forward, conclude with words, prophetic words for 2015. Here is a prophetic word for May the 26th, 2011. I hear the Holy Spirit saying the Christian leaders in America must create an atmosphere that will bring strength to the body of Christ. Time is running out. The prayers of the Christians have given us another year to dig around the tree. We must be good stewards of our time. I hear the Holy Spirit saying that He's bringing the church into accountability. We are in a spiritual and moral decline in this nation, and the responsibility falls squarely on the shoulders of those who occupy the pulpits of this nation. Until we erase entitlements in the church and stop making it a matter of convenience, then we will not see the spiritual awakening or reformation that so many are desperately praying for in America. Judgment begins at the house of God. We must begin to declare the truth, because Jesus once again will come in 2012 demanding fruit. Here's a prophetic word for June the 9th, 2011. A potential presidential candidate recently spoke these words on national television: "I have fire in my belly," speaking of her passion for a new America. And that is what God is calling for in the men and women of God. Men of God preaching with such heavy anointing that come to Jesus services will last long beyond the designated times, spilling over into the parking lots, lives being transformed until the whole nation is set ablaze with revival. Here's a word for June the 13th, 2011. I hear the Holy Spirit saying, "Come away with me to your secret place. Let me see your face. Let me hear your voice. Come and sit with me in heavenly places. More than anything else, I want your time, your undivided attention. To begin with, you will hear many distracting voices, but eventually you will only hear my voice, a voice that says, 'This is the way, walk in it.'" Here's one for June the 15th, 2011. "I see a great cloud rising from the south. Millions of Spanish-speaking people entering this land, receiving quick passage, many of them bringing their strong work ethic, resources, skills, and passion for America." Hear the Holy Spirit saying that the next wave of revival in America will come through Spanish-speaking people. Getting a lot of words in June of that year. Here's one for June 28th, 2011. "I see a spirit of heaviness coming upon the church." I hear the Holy Spirit saying it's a spirit of poverty, the fear of not having enough. The consequences of this fear has brought a curse upon this nation, as described in Malachi chapter 3. Christians being deceived into believing they can no longer afford to give their tithe or bring the first 10% of their income to the church. This curse can only be broken as Christians obey the word of the Lord and honor him by bringing the whole 10% of their income to the house of the Lord. Our confidence must not be in the financial systems of this world, but our confidence must be in Jehovah Jireh. Prophetic word for June the 30th, 2011. I hear the Holy Spirit saying it's almost over. The silent majority has slumbered and slept while the enemy has positioned themselves to consume this nation, setting up new laws and standards that will change the way we live in this land forever. Soon, a new Supreme Court judge will be appointed to accelerate this process. The only hope of freedom lies with the church. Christians must wake up, repent for being consumed with themselves, repent of their sins and their drunkenness, sober up, call on the name of the Lord. Time is running out. Here's July the 2nd, 2011. Hear the Holy Spirit saying that great wealth is coming out of Iraq. Many nations of the world will participate in this distribution of wealth. Iraq's riches will cause her to become the major trade center of the universe. Prophetic word for July the 6th, 2011. "I see an inordinate and unholy alignment coming out of the east, bringing great wealth to this nation in 2012. This will be preceded by major shortages in the land." Here is a prophetic word for July the 11th, 2011. "I see Jesus running through the church, overturning the merchandising tables." I hear the Holy Spirit saying that no longer will he tolerate Christian leaders manipulating the people for profit. The kingdoms of man are falling. Here's a prophetic word for July the 25th, 2011. "I see churches all across America becoming bilingual." I hear the Holy Spirit saying that the next wave of revival across America will come through Spanish-speaking people. Here is a prophetic word for August the 2nd, 2011. I see a famine come into our land. I see food being delivered to homes at premium prices. Churches and individuals must prepare by putting the Joseph principle into motion. Also see the church entering to its finest hour. In the midst of the economic downturn, the church will live by the Isaac principle found in Genesis 28. There was a famine in the land. Isaac sowed in that land and reaped in the same year 100-fold. The man began to prosper, continued prospering until he became very prosperous. We must not be afraid. The Lord will use this season to provide supernaturally so the church can share their food and the gospel. Here's a prophetic word for August 26, 2011. I see a mass exodus, millions of Christians around the world, leaving the safety of the local church for the confines of their own home, where they receive daily doses of their favorite TV preacher, adopting a pastor and a church for Sunday services via internet, isolating themselves and their families, forsaking the watchful eye of a local shepherd. Dangerous days. I see the wolves coming. This is a prophetic word for August 21st, 2011. I see a raging fire coming out of the north, starting in local churches, as small embers spreading across America, Canada, England, consuming everything in its path. There will be many believers who will run for cover, not desire to participate or be identified with this radical move of the Holy Spirit. I see many Christians running away from the radical revival, but many others who are not even believers running to it, coming before dark, leaving after dawn. I see young people standing out in the parking lots, preaching the gospel to those who are not able to go to get into these burning buildings. Signs, wonders, miracles being manifested as a result of obedient young people who are so hungry for God that they forget to eat or sleep for days because of what they were experiencing in this radical revival. This raging fire will start in local churches in different geographical locations, will spread to various places outside the local churches, including high school, college, and university campuses. The Raging Fire Revival will come in honor of those pastors who have been contending for a move of God in their church for many years, many of them paying an enormous price of opposition, suffering ridicule. Here the Holy Spirit saying that he's going to repay these faithful pastors with the first fruits of the Raging Fire Revival. Many well-known Christian leaders will oppose it, reject it, and warn others about it. But once this radical revival gets started, it will consume everything in its path. No man will be able to stop it, because rain did not start it. It's coming to a location near you. Here's a prophetic word for September 22nd, 2011. I see the fall of a nation. I hear the Holy Spirit saying that we're at the end of an American chapter in history. The first stage has been set as our president prepares to betray Israel. I see Barack Obama living in the White House in 2013, proclaiming Islam as the new American religion. We have witnessed the demise of a nation because the church has become the silent majority. The church has lost its influence because pastors have become managers instead of ministers. They fail to proclaim the truth, giving way to compromise to keep their position and their paycheck. The priest and the prophet have erred through intoxicating drink. They err in vision. They stumble in judgment. For all of their tables are full of vomit and filth, according to Isaiah 28. I see pastors and leaders who minister the truth being hung in effigy outside their home or church. I see a mocking spirit entering the church. I see major takeovers, pastors who stand for holy living being dismissed and escorted out of the church by those who carry a Jezebel spirit. 2012 is going to be the pivotal year for our nation. Do we have the will to pray and repent? If not, we will go into captivity, according to Lamentations 1, will be the result. Here's a prophetic word for October 7th, 2011. I see major demonstrations in the streets of this nation and nations of the world. Current demonstrations will give way to demonstrations of Christian youth filling the streets, accompanied by signs, wonders, and miracles. Holy Spirit-anointed young people will preach, sing, heal the sick, cast out devils. Local churches will participate with teaching, training, and encouragement. Church facilities will also become feeding and housing stations. I see a groundswell of these street gatherings, similar in size to the New Year's Eve celebration in New York City, spilling over into stadiums and church auditoriums. I see the Olympics in London being a launching pad for worldwide ministry in the cities and nations of the world. Many youth will remain in London after the Olympics to be trained for global harvest. A prophetic word for October 25th, 2011. I see the demonstrations in America escalating, disrupting our way of life, causing many to become homebound. I see long lines everywhere. I see banks standing empty. I see food stores standing empty. I see churches standing empty while other churches witness long lines of people waiting to get in. I see our monetary system changing with a national banking system put in place. I see ministers who preach righteousness being imprisoned. I hear the Holy Spirit calling for national days of prayer, repentance, and cleansing. This is November 23rd, 2011. I hear the Holy Spirit saying, the voice of the accuser is about to become loud and vicious. Satan is now aiming to discredit every man and woman of God who is positioned on the front lines. Many Christian leaders will become recipients of demonic strategies to disgrace them in an attempt to destroy their influence and weaken their ministry. Prophetic word for December the 1st, 2011. I see an army of young people coming out of obscurity to preach the gospel, bringing major changes to the landscape of America and Britain. This is a prophetic word for 2012, or prophetic words for 2012. As a prophetic voice, I see America being lulled into a sense of security, a false sense of security. I see our president gaining great favor this year. This is 2012, not only in this nation, but other nations as well, because of his ability to negotiate peace treaties with other countries. These accords will appear to be astounding, will expand his influence far beyond the American borders. He will receive great notoriety as a peacemaker, even though these negotiations will be temporary. Many churches will support his bid for re-election because of strong overtones of a newfound faith. I see Jehovah God in a radical mood this year. He is in an audacious mood. He is very bodacious this year. He will not be restrained. He will not be silent. He will not be overshadowed by other gods who have made an inordinate entrance into this land. He will not share ownership with these other gods. He is going to show himself strong this year. The lion has roared. I see the Lord looking for geographical locations this year where he can demonstrate his power as he once did on Mount Carmel. The God that answers by fire is the one we will serve. I see another spiritual awakening coming. The church awakening out of its slumber and sleep, coming out of the closet to boldly proclaim they will no longer remain silent. This release, this will bring a new release of spiritual warfare, which will result in thousands turning to Christ. I see many who have abandoned the church returning with a newfound zeal for his house. I see young people standing up boldly to proclaim their faith with loud preaching and demonstrations following. Speaking in tongues will become the main attraction on many college and university campuses as well as high schools. I see this phenomena spreading rapidly because of the social networks that are in place. I see major chaos surrounding the elections this year. I see many Christians running for political office this year, bringing a new magnitude into local government. I see Islam expanding this year with major influence not only in this nation, but globally. I see the Muslim population rising in America, gaining a fast track to citizenship, being appointed to influential positions in government, and given special funds to start businesses. I see mosques springing up rapidly with Islam, being introduced to many schools and colleges. I prophesied in 2012, I see a new bartering system being introduced by a group of Spirit-led believers, bringing the church a major opportunity to prosper through this trade, many operating from their home. I see the American economy continue to expand prior to the November elections due to several other nations investing. I see wickedness reaching new levels in this nation, which will in turn bring a wake-up call to the church, resulting in a new level of righteousness. I hear the Holy Spirit saying that this is a year of divine order in our land, a year of favor for the people of Jehovah God to get their house and his house in order, a year of extraordinary blessing to those who obey. I see an army of young people rising out of obscurity, bold, committed, expressing a call to righteousness and purity. I see great evangelism surrounding the Olympics this year. I see thousands of believers gathering into stadiums of the world, worshiping and lifting up the name of Jesus. I see churches in America setting aside their schedules for days or weeks to pray in response to what they are seeing and hearing, what they're seeing happen. I see an unusual year of prosperity. It will appear the economic downturn is over, but this prosperity will be short-lived. I see another spiritual awakening coming to America. I see America entering into an unholy alignment with other nations. I see false accusations being trumped up, charges against pastors. I see major persecution coming against Christians, particularly from liberal church organizations. I see mobile living increasing, with many moving to different geographical locations in search of safe cities. I see one state seceding from the Union, with others following their lead, each being met with great opposition. I see a new level of hunger and thirst for God coming to the church. I see spiritual watering holes being dug across the land, attracting many who are thirsty for the things of the Spirit. I see many of these churches having to remove their pews and chairs, giving way to standing room only gatherings. I see the church preparing themselves for the coming crisis and the coming of the Lord. I hear the Holy Spirit saying that his sons and daughters in this nation need straight answers from their leaders concerning statements that are being made every day through thousands of media outlets in this nation. I believe it's the responsibility of every preacher and pastor to give a response to statements that are shaping the future of this land. I see a banner of blessing rising over the people of Jehovah God, a prophetic indicator of his goodness and unmerited favor. This double blessing season will prepare his children, a short window of opportunity to prepare for the coming crises in this land. Hear the Holy Spirit saying that we must not squander this opportunity. I see in 2012, I saw violence erupting soon in the streets and schools of our nation. Demonstrations and sit-ins will disrupt the rhythm and flow of our society, civil disobedience on a scale that America has never experienced. Martial law is on the horizon, chaos surrounding the elections. The church is about to experience major persecution. Only hope is prayer and repentance. Here the Holy Spirit saying the church is in the midst of a sifting season. He is now pruning the church in preparation for another spiritual awakening. Those who will not be pruned will be sifted, including the rebellious, those who will not submit to spiritual authority, the offended, those who are taking up offenses, those who will not repent of open sins, those who will not repent of secret sins, lovers of pleasure, more than lovers of God, of the house of God. I hear the Holy Spirit saying that he's now holding his ministers accountable for not declaring the truth to their congregation, for not preparing them for the pruning process. I hear the Holy Spirit saying that this pruning process consists of repentance, cleansing, and prayer. Those who do not repent will be sifted. All of this in preparation for the greatest outpouring of the Holy Spirit in American history. I just want to remind you that you are listening to prophetic words, that is a prophetic voice in America that I've been given been giving now for a number of years. And before I give the prophetic words for 2015, I'm just rehearsing some words for today in preparation of these prophecies for 2015. So I'm thankful that you are praying with us today, and I'm giving some prophetic words. And prophetic words come as a source of encouragement. Also, they come as a source of warning. And so we must understand that God is calling the prophet to speak the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. And so I'm thankful that you are listening today here on BPN Radio. Before I give prophetic words, here is Martin Smith.
I hear the words of the prophet. I love to sing with the angels. I love to hear children praying. I love to see weak made strong. But most of all, I love to hear the voice of God. I hear the prayers of the prayers. I hear the songs in the silence. I see the joy of the dancers and all the healing they bring. But most of all, I love to hear the voice of God.
Oh yes,
most of all, I love to hear the voice of God. We'll call on the name of the Lord, for He is the one who can save. He is the giver of life to the world. We'll hunger and thirst for Your word. Of the living God, Jesus Christ. We long to see heaven open. I see Your glory come down.
I see Your glory come down.
We long to hear words eternal. Forever changing our hearts. And if You'd come, we'd love to hear the voice of God.
Yeah,
oh, will You come? We long to hear Your voice, oh God. Speak to us, Lord. Yeah. We'll call on the name of the Lord, for He the giver of love to the world. Oh, yeah. We'll hunger and thirst for Your word. For here we will meet You, Lord. The voice of the living God, Jesus Christ. Yeah.
Okay, there you have Martin Smith. I want to continue to give some prophetic words here before I give words for 2015 that I've been giving now for many years. So I'm gonna go to I'm going to go to prophetic words that I gave in 2013. And here's what I hear the Holy Spirit saying concerning 2014. I see America being lulled into a false sense of security. I hear the sound of an abundance of rain coming to certain portions of America. Our nation is in a drought. There will come a day that the former rain and the latter rain will come together to produce a wonderful harvest in this nation. I hear the Holy Spirit saying that we are hearing so much news and information that we have become tone deaf, like the train near our home. We can't hear it anymore. I hear the Holy Spirit saying the church has come to a fork in the road. One road is a road of convenience, and the other road is a risky road. The latter, a road that might cost you your summer plans, a road where your rhythm will be disrupted. I see three spirits rising against the church in America. One is the spirit of perversion, homosexuality, wrapping itself in a religious spirit and coming to the church full force with a mob mentality, bold, openly demanding its rights, and calling for major entrances and equality. I see another spirit rising that will enter with deception, the spirit of Islam. It will come in with an apparent meekness, but once in, will demand its own way because of new national influence. Once in, will set about to destroy all Christian influence in this nation. Both of these spirits will be given power and authority by a system that is already set in place. And the spirit that empowers the first two will enact laws that will consume and devour independent churches that have no covering, are not aligned with an organization or major group of churches. Those who remain alone will suffer great wrath at the hands of a treacherous government who will seek to dismantle and dismember every church who stands against the evil spirits that are coming against the church, accompanied by Jezebel voices who will stand against the truth of the Holy Scriptures and will follow a new version that will be an inordinate mixture. I see the Occupy movement headed right down Main Street and into the churches, where they will occupy themselves, protected by different laws that are being enacted even as I speak. I hear the Holy Spirit saying that lest Satan should get an advantage of us, he is raising up apostles, prophets, and teachers, as in the church in Antioch, to lead a new dispensation of pastors and shepherds. These pastors and shepherds will submit to the governing voices of the apostles, who will be accompanied by the prophets and teachers. These apostles will be accountable and will govern under the authority of the Holy Spirit. We'll give direction. We'll provide a safe covering for churches and shepherds. The shepherds will feed the sheep and cause them to lie down in green pastures as the storms gather across this land. I see a banner rising over the people of Jehovah God, a prophetic indicator of his goodness and his unmerited favor. This double blessing season will prepare his sons and daughters a short window of opportunity to prepare for the coming crises in this land. I see billions of dollars being invested into the American economy from other Muslim nations of the world, as well as other countries from the East, providing an unusual time of prosperity in America. It will appear that the economic downturn is over, but this season of prosperity will be short-lived. The Lord has given this time of prosperity for the people of God to set their houses in order, for leaders to set the house of God in order. I hear the Holy Spirit saying, he will do nothing unless his people pray. And then he will do nothing without the youth. No one will be excluded, but the youth must be included. Intercede for the youth. Keep your eyes upon the youth of the nations. I will do a work among your sons and daughters that will cause the nations to tremble. This is a word from 2013. I hear the Holy Spirit saying a shaking coming to the churches in America. Many pastors will be shaken right out of their churches because of rebellion, trials, and difficulties. I see another spiritual awakening coming to the church, awakening out of slumber and sleep, coming out of the closet and boldly proclaiming what God is doing in this land. I see the church entering into a new season, a season of brokenness, repentance, and spiritual cleansing. I see church services being disrupted by loud crying, weeping, and wailing, repenting over their sins and the condition of our nation, deep sorrow, people on their knees and faces for hours at a time, calling on the name of the Lord. The next wave of revival being marked by weeping, weeping over their sins, their friends for the past, people weeping for their nation. I see Americans trading their guns for bread. I see movies about the end time receiving incredible recognition with sold out theaters, bringing quite a stir to Hollywood of the movie industry. I see many entertainers and athletes becoming powerful voices of the gospel. I see Christian songs moving to the top of the secular charts as our nation once again begins to experience another spiritual awakening. I see a mocking spirit coming within the church and preachers of truth being booed during their sermons. I hear the Holy Spirit saying that we are at the end of an American chapter in history. The final stage has been set. Israel is being surrounded by nations of the world, and America is set to betray that little nation for 30 pieces of silver. I hear the Holy Spirit saying that a plan has been set in motion for the destruction of Christians in this nation. The persecution has begun, and unless the church repents for the sins of our land, including greed, idolatry, witchcraft, drunkenness, abortion, adultery, fornication, homosexuality, we will perish. If we remain silent, we will all perish. I hear the Holy Spirit saying that we are a nation that is self-destructing, the result of Christian leaders in this country who refuse to warn and correct their constituents of their sins and the consequences of their godless ways. Silent pulpits have given way to Christians who have rose up to play, tending to their own passions, desires, and lust, while the enemy builds its fortresses in their own backyards. And they did not know until the flood came and took them all away. I see shortages coming, particularly of food and water. I see people exchanging guns for bread. I see banks and financial institutions running out of cash, forcing the closure of these entities while a new system is put in place. I see fear and panic invading the land. I see a deep divide in our nation. I see a major migration in our land, people moving to safe cities to escape the violence and darkness that are consuming some cities, cities which have been given, which have given themselves over entirely to demonic forces with no laws or regulations, cities where policemen are watching helplessly. I see violence erupt in the streets and schools of our nation, demonstrations and sit-ins will disrupt the rhythm and flow of our land. I see a spirit of murder and self-destruction running rampant in this land with violence and suicides on the rise. Video seminars and motives, as well as movies concerning death, will escalate these happenings with teen suicides rising in alarming proportions. I see public schools across our land being emptied and vacated because of violences. I see athletic events being played in empty stadiums and centers being watched or on pay-per-view because of violence, terrorism. I see shopping malls standing empty and people shopping online because of violence and terrorism, a homebound society that is fearful to go out into the streets. I see a new order of living, people living in homes that can be assembled or disassembled quickly. I see bartering becoming the major economic thrust of our society. I see major closures taking place and ordinance rules and regulations being placed on church facilities, causing many congregations to meet elsewhere. To the church, I hear the Holy Spirit saying that the walls are coming down, walls of containment and confinement. People moving out of their comfort zone into their discovery zone, no longer allowing themselves to be contained or confined by their past failures, lack of education, age, color, disappointments, finances, conflicts, abuse, misuse, etc., but moving forward to fulfill their destiny in life. I see young people in this nation rising out of obscurity to preach the gospel with signs, wonders, and miracles following. I want to remind you that I'm sharing prophetic words for 2010 through 2014. And now I want to give some prophetic words in these next 10 minutes, what I see, prophetic words I have for 2015. I hear the Holy Spirit saying, get out of debt. There's going to be a massive recall from banks and lending institutions that will include houses, vehicles, and church properties, resulting in a major redistribution. I hear the Holy Spirit saying that he will do nothing until we pray, and then he will do nothing without the youth. The youth must be involved. I hear the Holy Spirit saying that 2015 will bring a shaking to the church. Everything that can be shaken will be shaken in the church. There is a highway that leads to heaven, and the highway is holiness. God is a jealous God. He no longer will share himself with carnality. This year, he will separate the wheat from the chaff. He will allow sin to be exposed, starting at the house of God, starting at the front and moving to the back, dividing the wheat from the chaff. He's going to separate the ministers from the managers, those men who sit at their computers all day just trying to manage the ministry. Will have to sit down. God is demanding a cleaning in the church in 2015. He is warning the church that he's coming through the house and tearing down strongholds, turning over tables that hold our idols. He will no longer tolerate our divided affections. He will expose everything that can be exposed. There will be rebellion in many places in 2015. Men will not repent in the pulpit. The extreme grace message will be exposed for what it is, the cheap candy for what it is. 2015 will be a year of cleansing in the church. His returning for a pure bride. The responsibility of the future of our land lies at the door of the man of God. Everything that can be shaken will be shaken. I hear the Holy Spirit saying that contracts and agreements have already been signed, sealed, and delivered. Compliance will be the word in the next 2 or 3 years in this nation. We've been sold into slavery. The process is now underway. As this process is revealed, civil disobedience will follow by those who will not comply. Foreign troops will fill our streets to bring a new order. Confiscation of weapons will follow, met by more resistance, but this will only be short-lived as food shortages result in trading guns for bread. There will be a new call to arms by the citizens and governors of a few states, which will result in a form of secession from the Union, defining America as no longer being called the United States. These states will not surrender to this new order, resulting in much bloodshed. There will be great revival meetings, which this nation has never known, many turning to Jesus, and immediately will preach the gospel. This great awakening will start with Spanish-speaking people who are already in place to counter the darkness coming upon this nation. I see Barack Obama become the leader of the Muslim world, proclaiming Islam as our national religion, giving speedy access to Muslims from around the world to occupy our cities, providing housing to them as a result of massive foreclosures in America, as a result of spiked interest rates resulting in people losing their homes. Only those who have their homes paid for will escape this calamity. Many churches will lose their buildings as a result of these escalated interest rates and payments. Major migration coming to America, a mobile society in motion. Many people fleeing to safe cities because of cities being overrun by demonic forces. In these troubling times, many youth will stand and begin to prophesy about things that are coming before they happen. This will bring great consternation to leaders because of the release of information before announcements are made by officials and by the media. I see great distress in America as a result of banks being closed to make room for a different currency being put in place, resulting in the loss of major savings and investments, many people losing overnight everything they have worked for and saved. A run on the banks will result in chaotic conditions. I see more eyes being focused on heaven, accompanied by preaching on heaven, hell, and eternity this year. I see Christian business people rising to the forefront with their witty inventions and God ideas, making room for the bartering revolution, the exchanging of goods in what is rapidly becoming a cashless society. I see great civil disobedience in America this year. Law enforcement officers will no longer enforce the law. They will stand helplessly by. While entire cities burn, there will be major changes in the way we do church and the way we do school. I see a rise in the homeschool movement. Islam will become the dominant religion in this nation. City after city will submit to Sharia law until it rules major portions of this nation, overriding the Constitution until the laws we have known will no longer be in effect. With a stroke of a pen, many laws will be changed by this administration. The fate of this nation will change. I see great revival services being held this year in places where people are longing, hungering, and thirsting for the glory of God, for the glory of God. I see Jesus coming soon. The church must prepare herself for his return. He's coming for a pure bride. He wants us to look for him. He wants us to anticipate his return. Satan has come to deceive the church into believing that the Lord has delayed his coming. There are many things that must take place before his return. Therefore, the church will continue to become distracted and allow the cares of this life to overwhelm them. I see a great persecution with sanctions coming against Israel, great sanctions being imposed upon Israel. I see America voting for these sanctions because of the major influence of Islam in this nation. I see great favor coming to Israel in the midst of being surrounded and persecuted by their enemies. In Africa, I see great wealth coming out of Africa. I see the continent of Africa having a major influence on the church as well as this nation. I see Jesus coming soon. I see a great wave of anti-Semitism coming to America, a new hatred for Israel and the Jews, and I see a heavy price being paid concerning this situation. I see many Christians being driven to their knees as a result of the condition of our land, which has been taken and given to others, as a result of our walls being broken down and our gates being burned with fire, all because America did not consider her destiny. I see Barack Obama introducing a gentler form of Islam in this nation, which will be accepted by many in the beginning, but will eventually turn ugly, with many Christians being killed or imprisoned because they will not convert. I see sweeping changes in the laws of this nation, with our Constitution being changed in order to conform to the laws of another land, setting the stage for a one-world government. I see elections being overturned, results being determined by a newly formed court system that will determine the final results. This year, I see a sudden downturn in the economy, which will send shockwaves throughout this nation, but will eventually have a speedy recovery due to an infusion of foreign financial aid, which will come at a heavy price with many concessions. After I heard these words, there was silence, and I cried out, "Lord, there's got to be more. What about us who have contended for revival, another spiritual awakening in this nation?" And as I pleaded for this nation not long ago, I heard the Holy Spirit say, "I've not forgotten this nation. I've not forgotten America. Your prayers are written on the palms of my hands. I still recognize the landmarks, the signposts, and I've not forgotten the promises that I've made to this nation. I'm not a promise breaker. I'm a promise keeper. I will honor my words. I'll remember the wells of revival that have been dug. I've not forgotten you. Even though you're a backslidden nation, a backslidden people, there shall be shaking, and everything that can be shaken will be shaken. But I've recognized the remnant that is held fast to the truth, and have not forsaken me, the fountain of living waters. The laws that I've written on their hearts, and I will remember the covenant that I made with America, and I've issued a recall, and I will come one more time because of the prayers of my saints, and because of the promises, and because of the covenant I've made with this nation. For I've not forgotten or forsaken the remnant which have held fast to the truth. I will remember the covenant that I gave and made with America and my people in this nation. And I will come one more time because of the prayers of the saints. And I will raise up places, watering places, and places that I will fill with my glory. And the nations will come. And I will roar out of Zion, and I will respond with my mighty hand. I will not be silent. I will come, and there will be cities in this nation that will experience my glory. And I will, and one city will say to another, let us go to that city. They're experiencing my glory. They're experiencing the glory of the Lord. The walls are being rebuilt, and the gates are being replaced. And I will cause the holy people to sit at the gates of those cities. I will make a deposit of my glory there, and everything that can be shaken will be shaken on this nation for the sake of my people to dwell in these places. And I heard the Holy Spirit say, I will put a mark on those who sigh and cry, and I will put a mark on those cities that are calling on my name, and I will spare those cities that are preparing for that place and calling on my name. Father, we thank you for prophetic words that have been given. And I know that you say in 1 Corinthians 13 that we know in part and we prophesy in part. So I know today that I've given prophetic words that you have given to me over the years. And I've been sharing those words in obedience, knowing that most every word is conditional. And the condition that can change everything that has been given today is found in Chronicles 7:14. If my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. You said you would hear from heaven, forgive their sin, forgive our sin, and heal our land. So, Father God, we agree today here on BPN Radio. We agree in Jesus' name for another spiritual awakening in America. A revival in 1,000 cities, 1,000 prayer centers in 1,000 cities with 1,000 prayer leaders. Come, Holy Spirit, and pour out your Spirit upon this land, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Thank you for listening today as I've rehearsed and given the prophetic words for this year and years past as a prophetic voice. We will pray knowing there is hope for this nation and for us and our families. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.